All right, Jerusalem, good morning. Let us begin. We're picking up today, Mirtz Hashem, with a new os in Tzedkas HaTzadik. So we're picking up a Mirtz Hashem, os chaf beis. I'm sorry, actually, we're going to skip. We're going to pick up actually with os chaf gimel. Os chaf beis, the Rebbe really restates a lot of what was in chaf aleph. So we're going to pick up with chaf gimel. B'chol ma'aseh Hashem Yisbarach yesh simon nikar lamata. So we'll say here, the Rebbe really introduces something quite amazing. And again, this is also still a continuation. Remember again in Os Chaf Aleph, so the Rebbe understood that contained within the Mishmoros, contained within the different watches of the night, were different messages for how to create or how to structure one's Avodas Hashem, one's service in relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam, even in times of night, even in times of challenge or difficulty. So along those same lines, the Rebbe says as follows. Actually, if you take a look in the Biuri HaChasidus, let's have a look at it in there. B'chol ma'aseh u'pu'ula shepo'al Hashem Yisparach ba'olam osal yonim. In everything that Hashem does above in the celestial sphere, afilu ba'olam hagavoa v'hane'ela bi'yoser, yesh, I'm reading just in Biuri HaChasidus, yesh eze roshem v'siman nikar mize lemata b'nei v'raim ba'olam hazeh. So we'll say this is really a very dramatic idea. So the Rebbe explains, in everything that Hashem does in the celestial sphere, everything that Hashem does above, there is some manifestation, or some almost like, I don't want to use the word mirror image, but some recognition of that in this world. So there, which you see what the Rebbe is doing, is developing this yisod about this incredible interconnectedness between what he calls the Olam HaGavoah, so the Ribon Sha'olam's realm, and the Olam HaTachton in this world. So here the Rebbe says, anything that happens in the Ribon Sha'olam's world, anything that happens right in the celestial sphere above, is somehow mirrored in this world as well. Go on in the Biuri HaChasidus. Yesh eze roshem v'simon nikar mizeh lemata b'nei v'ra'im ba'olam hazeh. U'kimo shekasov b'sefer likuti amorim me'rebi reber zatzal. So he quotes over here from the Magid of Mezrich. And the Magid of Mezrich says as follows. Ki chol chisaron shehu afilu gashmi shemagia l'tzadik. So listen to how this manifests itself. So this manifests itself in a very fascinating way. He says, so he quotes over here from the Magid of Mezrich. Remember again, the Magid of Mezrich was the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So the Rebbe Reber, the Magid of Mezrich, says, Ki kol chisaron shehu, v'afilu gashmi shemagia l'tzadik. So listen to what the Rebbe said. He said, anytime there's some lacking, there's some chisaron, there's something lacking in the life of a tzadik, kigon shenitzrach lo parnosa urefua. Let's say, for example, again, the tzadik, he needs parnosa, or he needs refuah, he needs a livelihood, or he needs healing. Hunisvav lo min hashamayim. This particular lack, this particular deficiency, was specifically given to him from the Ribono Shel Olam. For what purpose? L'simen lo. In order that the tzaddik should have a simen. They're both saying, now I want to point out something very important that the Magid is highlighting over here, which is that the Rebbe is not saying that if the tzaddik doesn't have parnasa, or the tzaddik doesn't have refuah, that that's an onesh, that that's a punishment from Hashem. What the Rebbe is saying is, if the tzaddik doesn't have parnasa, the tzaddik doesn't have refuah, that's a simen. That's a simen. Right? The simen, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dispatching a message. What's the message? What's the message? He says, Avuro kidesh yeda v'yisor lahavin mizeh, sha'osa ha'chisaron, Shayach gam lemala b'shchina kiviyachol. Well, so this is a wild idea. So the Magid's saying that when the tzaddik doesn't have parnasa, or the tzaddik doesn't have refuah, the message that the Ribono Shel Olam is dispatching is that somehow the Ribono Shel Olam is missing the same thing. An incredible idea. Somehow the Ribono Shel Olam, so if the tzaddik doesn't have refuah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is also lacking or missing some type of refuah. The tzaddik doesn't have parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is missing some type of parnasa. And Abbas, obviously, one has to be very careful with these concepts because the Ribbono Shel Olam lacks nothing. The Ribbono Shel Olam is absent nothing. So obviously, again, over here we're going to see that the Rebbe Rebbe is talking on a much more metaphorical level. But the Yisod is quite dramatic. Whatever the tzaddik is missing in Olam Hazeh, whatever the tzaddik is missing in this world, that's a simen that the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyachol is missing it as well in the Olam Ha'alyon. Mechivan, now what's this logic? He says, Mechivan, Shinishmoso, Hu Ever, Me'ashchina, Kiviyachol Ketipa, Minayam, Ayin Shamborech. This is the logic behind this is, because the neshama is like a limb of the Shechina, is like a drop from the sea. Meaning, if you understand that the neshama of the individual is a limb of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore what happens to the limb is symptomatic of what it is that is happening to the body. So if the limb is deficient in some way, that deficiency, of course, impacts the body in its entirety. So the tzaddik is missing refuah, the tzaddik is missing parnasal, that means that the Shechina kiviyachol is, quote-unquote, missing something as well. Now, if you take a look, in Sarabosan, obviously, you look at this concept and it seems theologically uncomfortable. Right? Because what does that mean? The Shechina is missing something? Especially talking about things like Refuah, Parnasa. So we'll have to see what the Maggid is really trying to highlight over here. But obviously on a very basic level is this incredible interconnectedness between what the Rebbe calls the Olam Ha'Elyon and the Olam Ha'Tachton. The Ribbono Shel Olam's realm and our realm, this incredible connection. Look at footnote Reish Chaf Aleph, at least to begin to take a look at it. He says, V'zeh Lashono, Kishetzarech Levakesh Eiza Davar Mehabor Yisparach, Yachshov Shenishmaso Hu Eiver Mehashchina. So this is actually very beautiful. This is the warning of the Maggid of Mezrich, that when a person needs to ask something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he should view it as if his neshama is a limb of the Shechina. We'll say now, the truth is, we're all conditioned to think, not conditioned to think, we've often heard of the concept that the neshama is a nitzotz, that the neshama is a spark of the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Or as the Baal HaTanya writes, Chelek Eloka Mima'al Mamish. Literally, again, a portion or a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here the Maggid of Mezrich is saying something very different. He's saying that the neshama is in fact a limb. Is a limb. Who ever me'ashchina. So we'll say, the wording is very dramatic because a limb is obviously something much more connected and much more real than a spark, right? The spark, so remember, you have a fire. The spark comes off the fire. While it's true that the spark emanates from the fire, at the end of the day, the spark is no longer a piece of the fire. Chilek Eloka Mima'al Mamish, a portion of Hashem, like the Baal HaTanya writes, a portion. It was once part, now it's no longer part. But you want to tell me an aver? You want to tell me a limb? So we'll say a limb mamish means that what? A limb is only meaningful when it's attached to the body, right? When the limb is no longer attached to the body, so the limb no longer really has that much of an identity as a limb. So what the Maggid of Mezrich is suggesting is that halacha lemaisa, it's not just the pshat that the neshama is a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but rather again that the neshama is an aver, that the neshama is a limb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore V'yivakesh al ha'shchina sha'osa davar huchasa la'shchina. So therefore, says the Maggid of Mezrich, therefore, when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, and you're lacking something, just know that whatever the limb lacks, the body lacks it as well. So if I am deficient in some way, the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyachol, feels that level of deficiency as well. So I said, well, I'll have to stop over here for today. So therefore, the Maggid says, I just end over this, the Maggid says that therefore, when you daven for something, so daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, be memale my chisaron, fill that which is lacking in me. Because if you fill that which is lacking in me, then what? Then you complete yourself as well. If you fill that which is lacking in me, you're memale your chisaron as well. But it's such an incredibly dramatic idea. Now, what this actually means, right? And what it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a chisaron, chas v'shalom, is something we're going to have to explore. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll continue with this yisod in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.